WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More than 2 million federal employees are being given buyout offers.
In an email with the subject line, fork in the road, those interested in the buyout told to reply with one word, resign, and given until February 6th, just 8 days. There are a few exceptions, including military personnel, postal staff, and immigration and national security officials. The plan designed not just to trim the federal budget, but to ensure a workforce that is reliable, loyal, and trustworthy, according to the email, which also says workers who do lose their jobs will be treated with dignity and afforded the protections in place for such positions.
ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce. A federal judge temporarily blocking the Trump administration's order freezing billions in federal grants, loans, and assistance programs. President Trump signing a law today that mandates detention and potential deportation for people in the United States illegally who are accused of, but not yet convicted of, theft and violent crimes. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Funding for the UW system could be in jeopardy under the Trump administration's attempt to pause federal payments. The White House instructed federal agencies to stop paying grants and loans and indicated those payments wouldn't resume for at least a few weeks. A judge blocked that move yesterday just before it could go into effect. But for now, things are in limbo. That includes for the universities of Wisconsin. About a third of the funding for the UW system comes from federal money, according to the Wisconsin State Journal. Now, this attempted move by the Trump administration, if it went into effect, would not apply to payments that go directly to individuals, like Medicare, Social Security, and student loans. But the system gets the biggest chunk of federal money for contracts and grants, not student loans. And that funding would stop. UW-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin called it all concerning. The university was already dealing with the Trump administration's pause in federal funding for research. UW-Madison's research efforts rank sixth in the nation. And the Center for Black Excellence in Culture has a new face on its leadership team. Wisconsin native Jason Fields will be the center's chief operating officer. He was the president of the Madison Region Economic Partnership. The center is expected to open next year. And two Wisconsin cities made the top five Midwest cities to move to in 2025. Consumer Affairs compiled a list by looking at 100 of the most populated Midwest cities and evaluating their safety, affordability, economy, education, and quality of life. Appleton came in at number 4 and Waukesha number 5. It ranked Carmel, Indiana, the best Midwestern city to move to. Numbers 2 and 3 were Naperville, Illinois, and Arlington Heights, Illinois, respectively, both suburbs of Chicago. According to the analysis, the worst city in the Midwest to move to is Detroit, Michigan. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks lose again in Portland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Trailblazers, 125-117. Giannis Antetokounmpo asked, how has Portland beat them 3 out of 4 tries since they traded Damian Lillard away to Milwaukee?
Good team. Play fast. Have a lot of people that can make shots over the dribble. You know, when you give a team confidence, they beat you.
The Bucks road trip continues when they face the Spurs in San Antonio tomorrow night. College basketball, number 9th ranked Marquette, with a win in Indianapolis, beating Butler, 78-69. Cam Jones got into foul trouble, so Stevie Mitchell stepped up, scoring a career-high 22 points. Number 18th ranked Wisconsin and Maryland tonight, head coach Greg Gard on why he thinks the Badgers have improved on offense.
You know, an unselfish group that doesn't care who gets the credit, and it's a really talented team that have a lot of weapons that can shoot it, and it's pretty much everybody we put on the floor is a legit threat from three.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Vormans. Mostly sunny skies today, not as warm, but still a nice late January day with a high of 37, a bit breezy, wind gust to 25 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-20s, warm again on Thursday with increasing clouds, still breezy with highs in the upper 40s. It's 35 at our studios.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us. Robert Kennedy Jr.'s confirmation hearing's going to be underway. What will his appointment mean for our health? We'll break it down. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I've known Bobby my whole life. We grew up together. It's no surprise that he keeps birds of prey as pets, because Bobby himself is a predator. I watch his younger brothers and cousins follow him down the path of drug addiction. His basement, his garage, his dorm room were always the center of the action, where drugs were available, and he enjoyed showing off how he put baby chickens and mice in a blender to feed to his hawks. It was often a perverse scene of despair and violence.
Oy.
Wow.
Sociopath. No wonder Trump likes him. By the way, I can confirm he's a predator because he kept hitting on me long after he knew I was gay, inviting me. Falconing, speaking of
birds
which.
Birds of prey. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Caroline Kennedy, by the way, famously private, has, you know, said how much she has not wanted to speak out. You wonder if all of this constitutional crisis, all of this, Chris, is distract from trying to, you know, from Bobby Kennedy, wildly unqualified, getting confirmed today. Tulsi Gabbard, you don't know what's distracting from what anymore. Here's more Caroline Kennedy.
Bobby is addicted to attention and power. Bobby preys on the desperation of parents of sick children, vaccinating his own kids while building a following, hypocritically discouraging other parents from vaccinating theirs. Even before he fills this job, his constant denigration of our healthcare system and the conspiratorial half-truths he's told about vaccines, including in connection with Samoa's deadly 2019 outbreak of measles, have cost lives.
Hypocrite, like most of them. Absolutely. Can I just say, I think I told this story, Jason Alexander, who's been on this show. I was at a Raphael Warnock fundraiser and ran into him, and you heard that part, that famously, he got invited to that party at Bobby Kennedy's and Cheryl Hines, and you had to be vaccinated.
Yep.
Right? And he's like, I told Cheryl I can't go. Bobby's crazy. But anyway, that was a different... He's a hypocrite. Yes. You had to be vaccinated to go to his party. He's vaccinated his kids, right? And he's okay with all of these kids dying in Samoa where he went on his stupid anti-vax crusade. One more, Carol.
The American healthcare system, for all its flaws, is the envy of the world. Its doctors and nurses, researchers, scientists, and caregivers are the most dedicated people I know. Every day, they give their lives to heal and save others. They deserve a knowledgeable leader who is committed to evidence and excellence. They deserve a secretary committed to advancing cutting-edge medicine to save lives, not to rejecting the advances we have already made. They deserve better than Bobby Kennedy, and so do the rest of us. I urge the Senate to reject his nomination.
Wow. Uh-huh. Wow. Someone was like, I've rarely heard a letter like that, let alone from someone in your own family that you grew up with. I mean, P. Hedsec's mom wrote the most damning thing about him. And then, meanwhile, by the way, if you're wondering, is this all going to be about petty vindictiveness? Yes. Did you see this? Rapey McDrunkie, Secretary Rapey McDrunkie.
Uh-huh.
Pulled the security protections and clearance from General Milley.
Yep.
Right, they're trying to see if they can, you know, knock down his, if he, they can demote him. They already removed his, what do you call it, portrait from the Defense Department. That's all this is going to be about, is getting back at people. And by the way, so who's the crazy, Nicole Shanahan, his running mate?
Her.
Right, is threatening, just like Musk did. She's threatening to primary senators who vote against him for Health and Human Services. She listed a bunch of senators she's going to target, including Lisa Marvkowski, which she spelled completely wrong, but bimbo. Okay. Senator Jeff Merkley said the president is not a king and a law is not a suggestion. Trump's illegal funding freeze is a constitutional crisis. That was my first question yesterday, Chris. I'm like, are we in a... Yes, we are. We're soaking in it. We are soaking in our first constitutional crisis. So we'll see what happens with... You know, with this judge and what happens by Monday, but then you always wonder what a crapshoot it's going to be at the Supreme Court. You know, they've already said he's above the law, right? So it's okay. JoJo from Jers said, among other things, Trump's latest unconstitutional move will pause research on cures for childhood cancer, close homeless shelters, halt food assistance, reduce safety from domestic violence, shut down suicide hotlines. People will die.
Yep.
Is this what you price a vague voters wanted? I think the answer is increasingly going to be no. Oh, by the way, we do fact check here on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, do we?
Yes.
When did that start?
Because we actually care about the truth. This is why I said I wasn't sure. The photo of the ICE agents arresting a man wearing a Latinos for Trump T-shirt is fake. The arrest photo is real. But the
logo
shirt,
was added later.
That's when I mentioned it last hour. I said I don't know if this.
Right.
What I was saying is, a lot of Latinos are having regrets that are being interviewed now. I was saying there was a woman with a Latinos for Trump shirt on my flight. And they're interviewing people now that are like, I thought he was only going to deport criminals, not my undocumented relatives. And, you know, around and find out, right? Christopher Webb said, why is the federal government blowing over $800,000 on a huge military plane to deport just 79 immigrants to Guatemala when a regular flight used to cost us $100,000? It's all for show.
Yeah.
And the truth is they weren't rapists, murderers, or criminals. That's what I'm saying, that NBC is reporting, at least almost half of them. They were not criminals other than, you know, not coming through a port of entry.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what it's just a big. And meanwhile, they're saying they have to, you know, cut your Medicaid, freeze all of that to save money when they're blowing all this money on military jets for the TV show with Dr. Phil.
Yep. And make sure you wear the right shirt.
Yes. David Rothkopf, the spending freeze is the Muslim ban redux. No plan, illegal, a source of chaos, unlikely to stand, designed for maximum shock value, long-term implications likely to be substantially less than intended. Nonetheless, this is an ill-conceived gov spasm in orders of magnitude worse than the last time around. Absolutely. Governor Tim Walz, by the way, every time I see a clip of him or Kamala Harris, I'm like, dear God, did we... Okay.
Look, it's on. I'm glad you said that. Governors are out there. The resistance is strong. You felt it. Americans, lo and behold, like democracy and feeding their children. So they're going to fight for these things. But here's what there's a court order. Who believes Donald Trump's going to care what the courts say?
Yeah.
Who believes he's not going to do this? We're still finding glitches in our things. We're trying to access these systems again. They're not functioning correctly.
Yeah, one more, Tim Walz.
The insult to the American public to tell us that for the first time, it was just a coincidence that the Medicaid reimbursement site glitched at the same time they froze all these programs. We have to put an end to that. We have to just say, no, it's not enough. And I got to tell you, I'm sending it out to those Republican governors. We set side by side. Governors don't. We have to deliver.
Yeah. Chris, who said today's show was my last at CNN? My closing message, it's never a good time to bow down to a tyrant. Don't give in to the lies. Don't give in to the fear. Hold on to the truth and hope.
Kent Brockman.
No, you already played it. You got the soundbite. It's Jim Acosta.
Oh,
that's surprising you would get that wrong.
Sorry.
Okay. Oh, look, we got a pitch yesterday.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, show pitch.
All right.
Pitch this to MSNBC, Steph, the AM show Acosta Miller, alphabetically listed. Okay, yeah, Jim can go first. It's fine. Stephanie might be able to get Acosta to loosen up a little bit, and Jim might be able to keep Stephanie from blowing by the hard breaks.
Oh.
It would either suck or be great, but with the current state of MSNBC, what they have, what have they got to lose? Yeah, it's true.
All right.
Yeah. Jim Acosta, fantastic idea.
Yes.
Morning,
and he keeps you on time.
Yeah, exactly. The love for Bella.
He's like Mussolini in the railroads.
Yeah. keeps me running on time.
Exactly.
As does Bella.
Yeah.
She's a baby, but she rules with an iron fist around here already.
Yeah.
You know, she wraps me hard, man. She's not a suggestion when Bella does it. It's a law.
Oh, like I ever suggested that you rap.
Brian writes, still loving Bella even more every day, like a sunbeam coming out from behind a cloud.
Gosh.
Yeah, they're going to.
Oh, now they're kissing your ass.
That's the nice,
oh,
that's
my
the
listeners
nicest.
Are going to gonna love you hard. Really, really clingy.
They're kiss
oh,
asses.
Oh, look, it's a hate letter for you, Chris.
Of course there is. Of course.
It's for you.
Uh-huh.
Susan starts with Chris, Chris, Chris.
Oh, boy.
Disappointed. Oh, yeah. I can tell she's disappointed.
One time, once Philly fans threw batteries, once. Please update your broad brush painting material. And yeah, I'm a Philly sports fan, but if you can't see that sticking it to the Chiefs and corporate jerk titan Roger Goodell is also sticking it to the mushroom, then maybe I don't care much what your assessment is of our fan etiquette. Allentown suit. P.S. You know, other fans in other cities throw, too, you know.
Oh, like that.
Do not mess with a Philly girl. Let me just tell you what. Had my heart broken.
I don't think
a bunch
they,
of times.
They,
3 times by a Philly girl. Don't do it.
Sean, have they ever thrown a battery in Kansas City?
Not to my knowledge.
See?
Oh, he's from Kansas City. Of course he's going to go
That's
there.
Why I asked him. He knows.
Okay.
I honestly don't think I've ever stepped foot in the city of Philadelphia.
Oh, well, I have.
I've driven,
well, then you should shut your pie, your Philly cheesesteak hole, then.
That's why I'm rooting for Kansas City.
All right.
Go Birds.
I'm for Philly. Sorry, Sean. This is my Fly Eagles fly.
Don't do that.
Oh. You know what? I hurt my shoulder. What do you call it? Sleeping? You know I'm doing that now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What do you
so
call
I can't
it?
Really even do the entire Fly Eagles fly, Sean, so don't worry. Okay.
What do they do for the Chiefs? I really, really do.
Oh, they used
know?
To do that racist,
do
that
yeah.
tomahawk chop. Yeah,
oh, okay.
Don't.
Yeah.
Dot.
Yeah. I mean, that's how Kansas City of them.
Oh, God. Does that sum up everything we need to know about this magical era? Is ICE asking Native Americans for their papers?
Oh.
Okay, I just read a history book. Who was here first? Not important now. Paul posts, so Trump freezes SNAP payments. Red states, which are the largest recipients of federal funds, will be hit the hardest. Congratulations, you MAGA morons. You have shot yourselves in the foot. Should we, you know what, is it, have we played You Were Warned yet this morning? I
believe we have.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go, yeah. Yeah, just whenever you find it.
You were warned, we tried to tell you. You were warned, now deal with it.
Thank you, Bella. Oh, look, it's more love for Bella. Nomi says, loving the show, Bella is definitely squishably cute.
Oh, my
See?
Gosh.
I've afflicted other people with VAS, violent affection syndrome.
My head is getting so big, you guys.
Well, that's why it's very squished.
That's why we have to squish it.
Yeah.
Everybody's looking so great after hearing you and not watching. Chris, love the beard. Thank you for doing what you all do every day for the community. Oh, you're welcome.
See? People like me.
See? Now you can see Chris. He's sitting That eye candy, Jody Hamilton, never put herself on camera.
I know.
What's wrong with her?
Well, that'll change on Tuesday.
Yeah. We're going to close up her. Like, she's going to have just like a camera like this, like an alien face sucker on her face next Tuesday.
She's going to
take that, Red.
She's going to get so much camera time, she better put on one of her Bob Mackies.
Yeah. Dress for the occasion.
Yeah.
Okay. Dean Obadala, our friend, said, sadly, corporate media's submission to Trump continues with Jim Acosta being pushed out for his criticism of Trump. Please support independent media. It's the only thing standing between us and the abyss of fascism. As we keep saying, please support all of them, all of the progressive media you can. We love when people say they're only watching us, which is great that you're only watching us. However,
there's a whole cinematic universe.
Your
yeah.
Yes. Because until we, you know, Democrats get it, like this idea of having a quick reaction force, a war room, and getting this stuff out everywhere, there is no way to combat this.
Nope.
Just fire hose of lies and disinformation. Yeah, Rude Pundit, one of them. Please follow, support. He said, so the guy who regularly over people that he owed is now over the country on money already budgeted for grants. If only Trump's entire life hasn't been a warning to everyone. Yeah, actually, this has been a big, long episode of You Were Warned. Anyone that ever knew him that I knew in New York are like, are you kidding me? This one I mentioned. Lincoln Project said White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt on whether Trump's federal aid freeze impacts Medicaid, which provides health insurance to 19% of the U.S. population. I'll check on that and get back to you. Oh, my God. It's just like when he released all the J6 prisoners, just like, just let them all go. This was just like, he didn't even know what he's cutting. Just freeze everything.
That was the Sarah Palin-est of answers. I'll find some.
Femba, she's a total, she's nasty. Just like all of them. Just like, oh my God.
Oh, well, there was one thing that she said.
You have that? Oh, yes. Oh, give me 15.
15,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, here we go.
Water has been turned back on in California.
No!
And this comes just days after President Trump visited Pacific Palisades and, as you all saw, applied tremendous pressure on state and local officials in Pacific Palisades, including Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass, to turn on the water and to direct that water to places in the south and in the middle of the state that have been incredibly dry.
This is right after she said, I will, of course, never lie to you from this podium.
Yeah.
About the giant faucet that they turned on. Yeah.
Yeah. And then she was really C-wordy here to this reporter.
All right, then.
Egg prices have skyrocketed since President Trump took office. So what specifically is he doing to lower those costs for Americans?
Really glad you brought this up, because there is a lot of reporting out there that is putting the onus on this White House for the increased cost of eggs. I would like to point out to each and every one of you that in 2024, when Joe Biden was in the Oval Office, or upstairs in the residence sleeping, I'm not so sure, egg prices increased 65% in this country.
Yes. Okay, we will see. Back to you next Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep, that was C-wordy.
Yeah, up 37% since Trump has been in.
I'm an egg eater.
Yeah, I know you are.
I'm and a chicken breast eater.
And a walrus.
What? Cuckoo ca-choo.
Yeah, 21 minutes after the hour. I think Bella got that. This portion, isn't she in that? Wait, Paul McCartney was in a band before Wings?
No.
She didn't even know what Wings
is. No, she has no idea what Wings
is. I actually don't, but I know who Paul McCartney is.
Have you heard of the Beatles?
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, my God.
Have you heard the song I Am the Walrus?
I am the Eggman. Cuckoo ca-choo.
I have. Okay. Real talk, I have.
Okay,
great. 22 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo.
Credo!
The state of the world, right? I guess can make you angry, depressed, overwhelmed, like we're going the wrong way.
Uh-huh.
He's going to kill everyone. Everybody. Okay, Credo Mobile. It's right. You can make a difference, make the world a little bit better, one small but easy thing you do. Switch your phone to Credo Mobile. They are the nation's only progressive phone company. Every month they donate to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world.
Mm-hmm.
Over $95 million so far. You get all you want from a phone company with Credo Mobile. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. Switching is so easy. And check this. You're not done winning.
No.
Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25 at credomobile.com. That's credomobile.com.
Oh my God, that's like my favorite show ever.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
There is exciting news in Stephanie Miller podcast land, isn't there, Chris? We now offer Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast and the Out of the Gate podcast.
Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast is once a week. It is the best interviews of the week from the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday. Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate is daily. You will get the first segment of every day's Stephanie Miller Show, plus Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour Extra, which is the best interview of each day. So three different podcasts in one feed.
Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
There is exciting news in Stephanie Miller podcast land, isn't there, Chris? We now offer Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast and the Out of the Gate podcast.
Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast is once a week. It is the best interviews of the week from the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday. Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate is daily. You will get the first segment of every day's Stephanie Miller Show, plus Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour Extra, which is the best interview of each day. So three different podcasts in one feed.
Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
I'm planning our family vacation and need a pet sitter.
We use a house sitter from Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, they're local, dependable, and totally spoil our pets. When we get home, our house is just as it was when we left, and our dogs are happy. And the daily messages with pictures really gives us peace of mind while we're away. For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
Valentine's Day is almost here. Grab an Edible Arrangements delicious fruit bouquet with same-day delivery. Call 608-441-3535 or visit edible.com. Use promo code DANE20 for 20% off. Make this Valentine's Day unforgettable. Still putting off that deep clean? Let HS Pristine Clean take it off your to-do list. With over 20 years of meticulous cleaning experience, they make your home sparkle without the hassle. Call 920-932-0000 today. Why wait?
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Barry in Sacramento, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Barry.
Hi. You're trying to find out take it to the five and dime.
Bitch, please. Take your line of bull. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's from As Good As It Gets, 1997 movie with Jack Nicholson. And if you go out to IMDb and you play the trailer, there's a small clip of it.
Really? Maybe the Bella era has finally provided an answer to the five and dime clip. Oh, sorry, Bella. Oh, you have some breaking news, by the way. This would be Greenland. This is from the Flartensnargen press.
Yes, it's
office.
An official Danish and Greenlandic polling outfit has polled the Greenland residents, and 85% of them would not like to join the United States.
Thank you very much. Would not. First, Trump would say they all want to be part of USA, all of them. Mm-hmm. Okay, and that was from the Flargen News Service.
It's from
in
the
Fjordsinvind.
Yes, the Danish outfit Skjeldkjærfishing and the Greenland outfit Gersenfishing.
Right. Oh, isn't that the institute where Dr. Hafar work and also
Dr. Furrier? That's Hafar.
She doesn't know.
She doesn't know where those are
yet, but they're somewhere. What are they labeled?
HAHFF.
Oh, well, why couldn't she figure that out? God, Bella. Sean has it. Okay,
no,
hang on. No, he doesn't. He's typing furiously.
Dr. Furrier, it's off hard.
God, I can't believe Bella couldn't find that. Okay, Malcolm Nance next.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The fight over Wisconsin's Act 10 continues. In December, a Dane County judge overturned portions of the controversial law that banned collective bargaining for many public workers. Groups like police and firefighters were exempt. They still had the right to bargain, which is why the judge struck it down. Republicans are appealing to the state Supreme Court. Now, legislators on both sides of the aisle are pushing Supreme Court justices to recuse themselves in the case. Lisa Hale reports.
Two Wisconsin Supreme Court justices have been asked to step away from ruling on Act 10. Republican lawmakers are asking Justice Janet Protasiewicz to step aside in the case that seeks to overturn a 2011 law that ended collective bargaining for most state workers. Protasiewicz campaigned as an opponent of Act 10 when she ran for justice in 2023. She called the law unconstitutional. Conservative Justice Brian Hagedorn helped draft Act 10 when he was Governor Scott Walker's chief legal counsel, and Democratic lawmakers have asked him to recuse himself from the case.
And there's another fundraiser for the Abundant Life Christian School community today. This one is at Papa Murphy's. 50% of all online sales will go into the ALCS Recovery Fund. Now, if you want to contribute, you have to place your order online and use the code BELIEVE at checkout. There are 17 of the take-and-bake pizza places participating across southern Wisconsin. And warm temperatures for January. We hit nearly 50 degrees here in the Madison area yesterday. The record for January 28th was 52 degrees, so we didn't quite get there here in the state's capital city. But some spots in northeast Wisconsin did. Green Bay, Appleton, and Oshkosh all broke records for warm temperatures for the day at 48 and 49 degrees. Tomorrow, we've got a high of 50. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Vormans. Mostly sunny skies today, not as warm, but still a nice late January day with a high of 37, a bit breezy, wind gust to 25 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-20s. Warm again on Thursday with increasing clouds, still breezy with highs in the upper 40s. Right now, it's 34.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Mr. Green Bay showbiz himself, Frank Hermans, who joins me in studio to discuss his new show. Then I talk movies and TV with the Wisconsin Film Festival's Ben Reiser.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Campaign.
The day leading up to the inauguration, the President Biden's team was putting out billions of dollars of money towards various programs, trying to shovel it out as fast as they could, and they're trying to put a halt on that to review it. I'll give you an example. Like millions of dollars were being sent to Gaza for like condom programs that they found. So they want to put a freeze on some of this stuff and review it.
You're a lying sack of crap. You're a lying sack of crap. You're a lying, scheming, stinking, nasty sack of liquid crap.
Okay. That's not true.
Reading from the news piece again. Despite fierce amplification of this facially preposterous claim by conservative media, data from USA tells a different story, one in which Carolyn Leavitt's claim could not possibly be true. The Guardian flagged the report shows not a penny of such aid going to Gaza, shows Leavitt's figure nearly equaling the total amount of contraceptive shipments worldwide.
Yep.
But what did we find out, Chris? Trump did actually send $40 million worth of condoms in his first...
He did, worldwide.
Okay, a former Biden administration says the claim is a feverish dream. One of the many lies repeated yesterday.
Yes.
Okay, let's talk to our friend, shall we? Here we go.
We can dance if we want to. If we don't, somebody will. Because Republicans are rude and should be removed and act like they're imbeciles. I say, Malcolm Nance, Malcolm Nance. Trump is under Putin's control. We can dance. We can dance while Stephanie dances with the pole. Well, it's a Malcolm Nance. It's a Malcolm Nance.
Hi.
Well, it's a Malcolm Nance.
Hi, you sailor.
Hi. Oh, hi, Steph. You just caught me reading my prayer cards. Organizing them for the next 4 years.
Malcolm, listen, I'm not even sure you can get shoutier than your normal shouty McShouterson, but we're a week in, and we are in a constitutional crisis already, right? I mean, it's sort of beyond, and that's part of the plan, isn't it? To be beyond
Absolutely.
Any one human's comprehension to talk about.
It's the fire hose.
Yeah.
Right.
So I was saying, I was looking at massive protests in Germany against the far right, party there. I thought, this is the problem, is we're, I don't know what the hell, we're asleep doing Wordle, something. Because yesterday, I'm like, why are we not in the streets? I mean, why? This is really a full-on crisis just a weekend, isn't it?
Yes, but, on the other hand, I have to tell you, the Germans have been organizing against the AfD, which is that sort of semi-neo-Nazi-run organization in their country, Alternative for Deutschland, for years. So they've got a healthy, organized base of, political opposition.
Because they've seen this before.
But the last time we did this with the Women's March in 2017, it fizzled out for the sole reason that there are a lot of people in the Democratic Party who all want their little silos and will not work together. It goes with podcasters. It goes with people who are on Twitter and Blue Sky. And they're all shouting, subscribe to me, subscribe to me. But no one is working as a unified organization. Now, maybe that will resolve itself. I'm working with people trying to get this, to start creating a resistance command in this country. But I'm going to reserve that extra shouty piece this week, certainly in my Substack, because I've been pretty shouty in my Substacks this week, up to the Democratic Party leadership. And I am speaking to them right now.
Chris and I have been talking about this all morning. We've been talking about this all morning.
I know.
We have to have a 24/7 war room to knock down a quick reaction to all of these Substacks, podcasts, all of it. Because, like we were saying, to have a sleepy news conference 24, 48 hours later, it's not cutting it.
Nope, not at all.
Yeah, and you know what? To tell you the truth, even a war room, I saw the Harris war room. All of these guys were really quick and fast. The problem is that you're playing by rules that have gone out now a decade ago.
Yep. Yeah.
You're coming up and you're trying to go through civility at a time of outrage. You need to raise your voice, and the first words out of your mouth when they lie about the Constitution is, you are a liar. Not, oh, you're misleading us, or you're masticating the truth, or you're having a hard time getting down that. No. Call them the liars.
By the way,
I've
seen you echoing our other good friend Michael Steele. I mean, and what does it say to us? Someone that's still a Republican is trying to blow the clarion, to Democrats that you've got to fight differently. That screw this. What do you want to call it? Civility, or whatever.
The three biggest voices this week, calling on the Democrats to fight were Rick Wilson, former Republican, Michael Steele, former Republican.
Joe Walsh.
Joe Walsh, former Republican.
Yeah.
Somebody explain to me why in the Democratic Party it's not about getting a war room. It's about organizing yourselves as a caucus to oppose them as the opposing party. No more votes alongside of them with comedy and peacefulness and bipartisanship. Zero. Stop that.
We should point out Donald
for major projects. Why are we accommodating them and making it look like their craziness is bipartisan?
Right. By the way, we should point out he said comedy, as in C-O-M-I-T-Y.
Yes. T-Y,
not, we're not for that, but comedy is not, going comedy, C-O-M-E-D-Y,
right.
is going to be essential.
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to point that out. Sounds very similar. yesterday's constitutional crisis
right.
brought to you by Trump ordered a freeze on potentially trillions of dollars in federal funding to Americans, impacting everything from education grants to small business loans, sparking accusations he is violating the Constitution. Just that reporting right there. It's not an accusation. He's violating the Constitution. Right? This is not an opinion. The aggressive shakeup also aimed at making sure that the federal spending programs and government employees support his right-wing political goals. A senior Trump administration official told reporters the funding stoppage was a tool to enforce compliance. This is the definition of fascism.
Yeah.
This is programs that did not conflict with Trump would see their funding continue. Senator Patty Murray said it is a brazen and illegal move. The law is the law. Trump must immediately reverse course, follow the requirements of the law, ensure the nation's spending laws are implemented as Congress intended. That's the way our Constitution's written. So now, we're going to see what happens with this judge on Monday. So the freeze is, she obviously put a freeze on this until Monday.
Well, 5 days.
Right.
Yeah, you know, love Patty Murray, okay? But that's still too many words in the sentence, in the statement that she wanted. She, the first thing they should have said was, how is there not 213, I think that's what we have, 213 emergency press conferences to say, this is unconstitutional. This is against the law. He is working outside of the law. Congress controls the money, not this wannabe petty tyrant. See, that wasn't so hard. Take notes. I give you my permission to use it that way.
Right.
A politics girl said the same thing just a few days ago. You know, even though she's been cowed back on CNN, we have got to stand up and speak in plain language. Now, here's your orders for your audience. You all need to call your representatives and tell them to fight. Get up and fight, all right? Not in long speeches or memos or letters of censure or declaration of, you know, of malfeasance. Tell them you need to go in there and tell them to stop, fight. It's unconstitutional. We're getting run over. We're getting run over. And here's the problem, okay? I'm afraid to say it, but I'm very good at predicting bad things that happen down there. Adolf Hitler, in my latest Substack, I have a video in there. Adolf Hitler ended democracy in 53 days. We're on track to doing it in less than 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And this is not a joke. You need to wake everybody up. This isn't about being woke. This is about being awoken to the dangers to this nation.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all I got until you ask me another crazy question that makes me really angry.
And here it comes.
Oh, jeez.
No, Chris and I made the same point off the top of the show. Listen, it's not that, you know, Chuck Schumer, Dick Durbin, they aren't saying the right things, Malcolm, but, you know, again, it's not chronological age.
Right.
It's the
There's no urgency.
It's the, you know, fierce urgency that you always speak with. And, you know, the AOCs and the Jasmine Crockett's tend to have it.
Right.
You know?
And Schumer's just here saying, this is an outrage. Yeah, it's like,
yeah, that's
come on.
Two of them. Because they're playing by the old rules.
Yeah.
How are they not upset by this? All right. I have one other person that I would like to discuss with. By the way, let me take a sip of my coffee so I can calm down. Triple, quadruple espressos.
You always seem over-caffeinated. It doesn't matter.
I'm not caffeinated enough, apparently.
I always expect someone to come in and tell you to switch to decaf. Just Malcolm.
I am calling right now, okay, as a career military and intelligence professional, a lifelong patriot, a son of Philadelphia. I am begging Kamala Harris to stand up and lead this opposition. Do it now. If you love this country, on the road and make statements. Don't have settle back in your retirement. We don't have time for this.
Yeah. See, she's a better person than I.
Oh.
I just say all y'all.
No, it's no time for better people.
I know. I understand.
There is no time for better people than our better angels.
What he's trying to do.
Our better angels were killed on November 6th.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, what else does he have to do? What, release violent insurrectionists that tried to overthrow the United States government? Fire every inspector general without cause and without notice to Congress. Freeze. I mean, look at a wide range of organizations and agencies that depend on federal health department funds say they've been locked out of the online system responsible for tracking and depositing their money. These include state Medicaid programs, which have been unable to log on to the portal run by the HHS. My staff has confirmed reports that Medicaid portals are down in all 50 states following last night's federal funding freeze. This is a blatant attempt to rip health care away from millions of Americans overnight and will get people killed, said Ron Wyden. Brian Schott said multiple states locked out of the Medicaid portal. This is a Trump shutdown, except this time it's unlawful. Again, this is going to hit red states even worse. This is going to hit Trump voters. I mean, we're already seeing, Malcolm, Latinos for Trump saying, oh, I thought he was only going to deport criminals. At least half of the people so far, they weren't criminals, except that they didn't come through a port of entry, right? I mean, all of the people going, I don't understand. Why is my insulin $800 now? Last, 3 weeks ago, it was $35. I mean, I don't know what to say, but it does seem like people. What were we saying? The biggest Google search is, people who regret voting for Trump.
Yeah.
We're a week in. Right, Malcolm?
Yeah. You know what? But this is the worst kind of schadenfreude. Right.
Yeah.
We all revel in seeing the pain of some people. But this is the pain of a lot of people, all right?
By the way,
Talking Points memo reported today that OPM, the Office of Personnel Management, is being run by Elon Musk, and he just tried that trick he did with Tesla, sending a memo to 2 million employees asking them to resign.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. See, is that a coincidence? I'm not a conspiracy theorist. Really? Right when Malcolm's saying something? He's frozen.
He is frozen. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Should we? Oh, wow. He looks really mad when he's frozen, too. Okay.
That's not us. We're
yeah. Oh, okay. Wait, he's back. All right.
I'm back. Well, I'm not frozen. You're frozen.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
It was government shutdown.
That's it.
Oh, this is what I'm saying.
Damn.
It's not us, because our...
I know, yeah, right?
Our internet's working.
All right, Malcolm, we're going to wait once. You look super handsome, though, in that particular...
Oh, he looks like he's kissing you.
He does. I love you, too. Okay. Oh, this sucks. See? Right when we're getting emergency warning. Okay, you're back. Quick.
Finish up.
All right, quick. Finish up. Go ahead. Really? Okay. It's going to be one of those days. Malcolm, I'm sorry. We can't hear you. Are you on mute? No, now he's frozen again.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, no. Now he's gone. Okay.
Okay.
Well, scene for America.
Yeah.
That's like when you feel like your plane's going down and the guy, the microphone, like, it's going to be important for you to, if you all want to stay alive. Oh, hi, you're back. Okay, finish up, quick.
Matter of leadership. That's all this is about. Let's push our leaders to leading.
Okay.
Yes.
If you want to stay alive. There, we got the message. Thank you. Love you, Malcolm.
I think the Russians are jamming us.
I think you're right.
48 minutes after the hour. Coffee with Carlos coming up. Stephanie Miller Show.
I am a sucker for a shock jock.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and freedoms. For non-religious freethinkers, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining FFRF, you're supporting our critical work, legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You'll get access to the Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail.
Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today or text Miller to 511-511. Become a member today and protect the rights of free thinkers everywhere. Text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Well, we've all heard of weight loss scams. You know me, I'm a big healthy diet and exercise person. But here's why I trust Lean is the real deal for weight loss. I just gave it to my nephew who's trying to take off a few pounds. Lean was created by a medical doctor and a university researcher. The clinical team behind Lean, very upfront, they say if you only have a few pounds to lose, non-prescription Lean is not for you. Just exercise a little bit more. Lean is for frustrated dieters who want to lose meaningful weight but aren't into injections. Yeah, those work, but they can carry side effects. Shots work in part by lowering blood pressure and regulating appetite. The science behind Lean is impressive. Its natural studied ingredients target weight loss in similar ways. One, Lean helps maintain healthy blood sugar. Two, helps control appetite and cravings. Three, helps burn fat by converting fat to energy. If you're ready to lose weight a smarter way, let me get you started with my personal discount. The code is Stephanie20 at TakeLean.com. That's Stephanie20 at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com.
Clothes that fit your style and your life. At Equability, they adapt your jackets, pants, and more for dexterity or mobility challenges. Feel confident, comfortable, and ready for anything. Visit EQUability.co to make your clothes easier to wear today.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
Stephanie Miller.
See, we were just talking about my late night TV show in 1995.
Oh, yeah.
Way before Bella was, what's the word?
Born?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. Bella was just, there's one degree of Stephanie Miller separation.
That's right.
Wow. So my late night TV show, Ann Beats, one of the original SNL writers, was one of my executive producers. She was Bella's.
She was my first screenwriting professor at Chapman University, where I went to college.
She and Anne has left us. She was brilliant, but oh my god! Anyway, Bella said her dad's a big fan of mine, and I'm surprised her dad is young enough to know who I am.
I am.
Now, if she would have said my grandpa loves you, I would have been like, oh
well, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that tracks. Wow! Okay, Josh in Wisconsin. Hey, Josh, welcome.
Hey guys, and this is serious. I agree with Malcolm Nance. I think that the misinformation that's been spreading is important to stand up and fight, especially the misinformation that I've been hearing on your show this very morning.
Oh, really?
I got to tell you, it's preposterous. It is preposterous.
What's an example, please?
I'm sorry. It's the quote. It's the bitch please quote. Oh. I just can't have it. I wasted my time looking up this quote from As Good as It Gets. It's not, Jack Nicholson?
It's not
that quote is not being spoken by a woman. Jack Nicholson is not a woman. I know that Donald Trump said there were two genders, but that quote is 100% not from Jack Nicholson.
Exactly. Right.
What I demand from you and from your listeners is a movie, a year, and a timestamp.
Yes, without we always demand a timestamp.
Josh, thank you for focusing on the most important issue to America this morning. Thank you for not being distracted by the constitutional crisis. Because I almost thought we had it solved.
He almost had me hook, line, and sinker.
We just got fact-checked into the next election cycle.
He almost had me hook, line, and sinker. I thought he was a right-winger.
So I got a little scared for a second.
I was like, huh?
Get into acting.
That was snark.
That he was snark, yes.
He was purveying the snark. Okay, Governor Andy Beshear, real quick from the great state of
Kentucky. Donald Trump is going to fulfill his campaign promise to lower prices. Now, that was, I think, one of the defining issues of the campaign. I think it's why he is president. But what I've seen out of his executive orders are him addressing everything but inflation and prices. We see more executive orders on culture war issues than we do on the economy.
He's right.
How many times are we going to hear the phrase, the cruelty is the point? Who's this? Representative Rich McCormick, who is, of course, a Republican. He said children who need free lunches should just get jobs instead of sponging off the government. The CNN House pointed out to him that free lunches go to children who are too young to work.
Yep.
I guess they want to take care of that, too, though, and have, you know, get rid of child labor laws as well. But I vowed never to start a sentence with Bill Maher says.
Why are you paying attention to him?
I haven't watched in forever. Sometimes I just print stories that annoy myself.
All right. That's on you, then.
No, it goes to Malcolm Nance's point, though, and I've said this before about, you know, and to your point about how Democrats, we just have to learn how to fight differently. I don't want to get into circular firing squad bash Democrats because that's what they want. But we just are talking about how to communicate and how to fight back from this just onslaught of cruelty and illegality and you know, disinformation. Malcolm was saying the same thing I've said. Why is it that sometimes Republicans and former Republicans are the ones modeling that behavior and that courage, whether it's Michael Steele or, you know, whoever? But Bill Maher's just so full of it. He had Matt Gaetz on, of all people, on his stupid podcast. Yeah. Right. He was talking about Republicans that are on MSNBC. Maher said, you know, my problem with people who take media jobs is very often on MSNBC, they start out as the conservative. Of course, on MSNBC, you can only be so conservative. They don't really have, like, your type wouldn't be on it, but they have the Nicole Wallaces, the people like Michael Steele. They hate Trump. It's the anybody but Trump conservatives. I will tell you, knowing both of them, particularly Michael, their beliefs are deeply held because they actually do love this country and they actually love their party, their Republican Party. So to just accuse them with no evidence on, they're just doing this for a paycheck. Matt Gaetz said, they're enslaved by their audience. And Maher says everybody is. Yeah. And then Maher goes on to, with this bolt again. Who's the stick up the ass party? That's the biggest one in my world. He said, you know, who became the stick up the ass people, the left. Off, Bill. Seriously. If you've ever been to go to a sexy liberal tour show. You think that's stick up your ass comedy? You don't have to punch down. That's the whole point. I don't care what you want to call it. Woke, empathy, whatever. Sorry, I am a Nicole Wallace fan. I'm a Michael Steele fan. Anyone that is standing up to this fascism is a hero of democracy in my book. 58 minutes after the hour, Coffee with Carlos next.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll sort through the Wisconsin Supreme Court race with our friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigvi Olson of the Lincoln Project. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Welcome to the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Confirmation hearings beginning for Health and Human Services Secretary nominee Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who has questioned vaccines in the past. Democratic ranking member of the Senate Finance Committee, Senator Ron Wyden from Oregon, says,
"This is the profile of someone who chases money and influence wherever they lead, even if that may mean the tragic deaths of children and other vulnerable people."
But committee chair Senator Mike Crapo of Idaho, a Republican, says,
"Regardless of political party, everyone in this room shares a common recognition that our current system has fallen short."
The White House defending its move to freeze federal funding, saying it's only temporary. A federal judge has blocked the freeze until court hearings can be held about it. Police say at least 30 people have now died in a stampede at a huge religious festival in northern India. Another 60 people were rushed to hospitals. This is ABC News.